Hey, it's the dude coming to you with another deep dude. So this is a follow-up to my last deep dude on the tribute to Tom Petty 1 year after we lost the iconic rocker. After I did that podcast, I actually was talking to a few people and talking to my wife and everything like that, and other memories came to light, and I just kind of went, man, you know what, I had some more to share. But on podcasts, you always want to try to condense it and keep it to a short period of time so people enjoy it and want to come back for the next one. So I was like, you know, there is enough to do a follow-up. So here we are. We're doing a follow-up on the first tribute that I did a few days ago. And some other memories that I want to share. Hopefully it'll stir some memories for you if the first one didn't. And the first one I want to go to is, I mentioned, you know, my wife and I walked out to the waiting when we had our wedding reception. And she actually, I have to give her credit, she mentioned it, and she goes, well, you mentioned that the first concert you ever took me to was the Tom Petty concert. And I was like, you know what, I actually didn't mention that. And that was one of my other memories. So when I met my wife, I knew she was the one, and I invited her to Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers in 2010 at Red Rocks. And the dog, actually, I told him, he was the first person I told that I invited her, and he knew that was big. I'd never really invited a girl to a concert. I had been invited to several, and especially not Tom Petty. I mean, you know, that's some sacred area right there. But I knew she was the one, and I wanted to experience it with her, so I invited her to the concert, and had a great time, and had a lot of fun. But I do have to mention something. So after the concert, had a great time, she goes, well, yeah, that was a great concert, anything like that. She goes, but people sit down. You know, during some of the slower Petty songs and stuff, you kind of just soak it in and everything. She goes, no, well, no one sits down at a Foo Fighters concert, and that's her favorite band. And, I was like, well, okay, but I don't think you'll experience anything like Tom Petty ever again. And so years later, we went ahead and went to a, you know, Foo Fighters concert when she was pregnant, and you know, we got permission from the doctor. We were good, you know, we were good parents and everything, made sure it was okay for her to go. But she got a little hot during the concert and sat down. And I looked at her and said, I thought you said no one sat during a Foo Fighters concert. She goes, I'm pregnant and I'm tired. I said, No. You said no one sits during a Foo Fighters concert. So, obviously, the Foo Fighters concert, the same thing happens that happens at a Tom Petty concert at times. So, I got my little nudge back in there. Plus that, we went to a Foo Fighters concert shortly after the Tom Petty concert that I first took her to. And they played a cover of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Breakdown. So, kind of got to get that in there and go, huh. So, your favorite band is easily influenced by my favorite band. So, ever since then, she's pretty much warmed up to Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers and everything as well. So, but kind of fun memories to share there. The next one, when Highway Companion came out, no one expected that album to come out. It was kind of a surprise to everybody. And I actually was going through a transition in my life. I'm, you know, Colorado native. Had to move out of state for some work and some other things for years. Was in a relationship that wasn't that great. And when I came back and it was starting to get settled, Highway Companion came out, and that thing was a motivator for me in 2006 and moving on, especially when I, you know, cranked the first track, Saving Grace. It just resonated with me, and it kept me motivated to get everything I needed to back in place when I moved back to my Colorado roots. And the next one is Highway Companion. When that thing came out, I don't know if I would call it a classic Petty album, but definitely, you know, shows that he still had it. The whole, you know, whole band, all the Heartbreakers still had it. And that thing is a solid album all the way through. And, you know, if any of you have seen the concert at Fenway Park, I mean, that thing is amazing. And obviously, as I mentioned on the first podcast, Dog and I got to see him in 2014 right after the release. And those songs sound just as great live as they do on the studio tracks. You know, next memory is, so as I mentioned in the first podcast, Dog and I got lucky enough to see them in 2017 before Tom Petty's untimely passing during the 40th anniversary tour. And the one thing I'll always take from that is he goes, we're going to vary it up a little bit here. We're going to play something that I haven't played in Colorado in 18 years. And he went ahead and played You Got Lucky. And that was just awesome for me. That song was always on my bucket list to hear live. I had seen him 3 other times prior to that, and obviously he didn't play it. And not only did he play it, but announced the time that had passed before he had played it, and I mean, it sounded so good live. It was, I mean, the entire concert was awesome, but that made my night. And one other memory that I thought of that was interesting. So, you know, Jeff Lynne's out there touring with ELO, with his version of ELO, I should say. And he came to Colorado, and Dog and I went and saw him, and it was kind of a closure thing. He went ahead and played the cover of Traveling Wilburys to Handle with Care. And in the background, he had all the band members and the, you know, the video they took when they were creating the albums and everything like that, and popped Tom Petty. And I mean, the screams from the crowd and everything like that, it was almost like a closure, kind of like, you know, it's unfortunate he's gone, but boy, that music is always going to live on. And it was one of the coolest experiences. And really, you know, as long as there's people out there that are always touched by his music and always continuing on in some way, you know, as far as Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, that influence is never really gone. The one other memory I'll go ahead and leave with you is I thought the coolest thing that Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers did here, as we kind of went into the new century and went into 2010 and beyond and everything like that, is when they came out with Mojo. Wasn't everybody's favorite album, but when they released the single I Should Have Known It, man, what a gritty song, kind of one of those FU songs, and showed how much they just still have it to this day. And, you know, I thought it was a hit right away, and the nice thing is every time they had come back since 2010, they've always made sure to play it. And that song is an instant classic. I know it's not played a ton right now, it's not played a ton on the classic rock stations, but 10 years from now, it'll be played everywhere. I think that one will, and You Get Me High. Those will both be played. I Should Have Known It from Mojo, and You Get Me High from Hypnotic Eye. And I think the thing that's great is all the way up until Tom's unfortunate passing, he created instant hits all the way to the end. So that's the rest of it. I'm going to try to close this one off better than I did the first one. Until next time, this is the dude with the second part of my Tom Petty tribute. Until next time, rock on.